producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, today is kind of an interesting day, both historically and currently. It's Super Tuesday, so it's political. I did an interview with Talkers Magazine. Not about the policies of the candidates, but about the psychology of the candidates. You can go to talkers.com. It'll actually be up at drjoy.com in a little bit. It's a log interview. But you can go to talkers.com and you'll see the description of the podcast, and then the podcast, you can actually listen to the podcast. It was kind of a fun thing to do just because it's a tricky deal for me because I've met a couple of the candidates, but I've never treated them. So it's not from a pathological standpoint. It's just from birth order, family background, sort of the psychological landscape. And I guess I kind of startled someone and I said, well, it's an interesting year because you've got an African American, a Jew, a woman, two Hispanics, and a rich, angry white guy. And guess who says he's the outsider? The rich, angry white guy, which is kind of a little different than most elections. But this day in history is kind of interesting in a kind of scary way. On this day in 1692, two Sarahs and the Tituba, which may give you the Sarah's not so much. Sarah means, I think, no, Amy is, no, Sarah, I think, is beloved of God. I think that's what it means. This was Sarah Good, Sarah Osborne. And they were brought up at the Salem witch trials. Not good to be an outspoken adolescent in Salem, Massachusetts in 1692. On somewhat better news, in 1847, the state of Michigan formally abolished capital punishment. One of the nominees for documentary Oscars shorts was called, His Last Day, something like that. It just went out of my head as soon as I started saying it. Talking, and it's an African-American man who it's part animation, part drawing, and part real documentary footage. And he says, I was in favor of the death penalty until it involved a member of my own family, which is an interesting perspective. The typewriter actually was produced for the first time on this day in 1873 by Remington. Hence, we know that. Nikola Tesla gives the first public demonstration of radio on this day in 1893. And in 1896, Henri Becquerel discovers radioactivity. So it's a big day for radio, I guess, for communications. First parachute jump on this day in 1912. Can you imagine? I mean, think about being the first person to ever jump out of an airplane using a parachute, right? I mean, what would be the motivation of that?
Yeah.
Man, what can I tell you? The first FM radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, W47NV, began in 1941. So it's a big day for communications, and also kind of weird stuff. You know, I keep going back to the guy who jumped out of the plane for the first time. I mean, that's kind of an unusual thing to do, because you're not sure it's going to work.
Right.
It's like the first time that SOS was used. Do you know when that is? That's one of my favorite trivial pursuit questions. The first time SOS was ever used was with the Titanic, which is part of the reason there weren't very many survivors, I suspect. People are saying, sauce? What does sauce mean? So there we go. And in fact, this day, strangely enough, which I hadn't read before, my little unconscious figured it out, in 1998, the movie Titanic became the first film to gross over $1 billion worldwide.
Wow.
So that's fairly recently, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo was incorporated on this day in 1995, so it's a big day. Who would have thunk it?
Mm-hmm.
And we've started a new month, And as I said, you know, I don't know exactly what to do about the fact that this is Super Tuesday, because the program isn't political. I mean, I thought about taking a straw poll of just who you would vote for if the election were today. But, I really don't want to do that. There's so many other places. I mean, I'm tempted just to find out, if nothing else, who it is that listens to the program. But, you know, I'm just afraid that if I say, all right, just tell me, if I had a phone line where you could just call and vote, I might do that. But the idea of taking the whole program of just people's names popping up, and you can't tell, you know, if we turn it into why you're voting for them, which of course is part of what I'm interested in, then it turns into a political program, and I don't really want to do that. But having said that, as I mentioned, I did an interview. I did one last week. I did one that's out today, and I did one that's out tomorrow about the psychological view of elections. I did one last week about first spouses and volunteers and what the psychology was of that. This one was kind of looking at each of the six plus cases psychological. I think there are really six candidates at this moment. And what we could sort of surmise from their psychological history. And then the one, I think the one tomorrow is kind of a looking at Super Tuesday and saying, you know, what does any of this say about the country or whatever. So it was kind of a fun thing to do because in some ways it's outside of my bailiwick. In some ways it's not. I mean, certainly politics is one of the things that I really stay away from. It's just, I mean, there are other places to do it and do it better. And as one of my program directors said very early on in my career, he said, you know, if you talk politics and somebody who listens to your program agrees with you, nothing has changed. If you talk politics and someone who listens to you and disagrees with you, you may lose a listener, and they're going to view your advice in a completely different perspective than they would have before. And what's the point? And because, as you hear from my answers, I really try and be very non-denominational, non-political, non-judgmental, just sort of try and be as practical as possible of trying to figure out a way to make things work better in your life for you. So it is Super Tuesday, and I know everybody else is going to be talking about politics, but we're not around here. Unless there's something that you personally want to chat with me about that is vaguely political, and if you want to talk about it, that's okay, but I'm not going to bring it up because that's not what we do around here. There we go. 855-993-7569. Did you see that this is, I guess, in line with Leo's speech at the Oscars, that Anchorage, Alaska is so snow-starved that they're hauling snow in by train for the Iditarod, the famous sledding race?
Yep.
Have you ever seen, I think it's illegal now to take Huskies out of Alaska.
Really?
I think you're not allowed to do that, yeah. You can take mixes out. And I think the law has been there for maybe, I don't know, a while. But you're not supposed to take them out of Alaska anymore.
Huh.
Which, I guess we need them for Iditarod.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, 855-993-7569. A new month. So a new start. Something on your mind that you want to talk with me about, all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I don't know why my computer just did something weird. And I thought what we would talk about, maybe we'll talk about irritation today. This came up because I had gone to a lecture of something I was really pretty interested in and walked away really having felt like I wasted the time. Not only was there not much information there, which is neither here nor there, but it was somebody who'd read his slides for an hour. And I decided that it really isn't large enough to be a pet peeve. I mean, pet peeves are people talking on their cell phones when they're driving or at a dinner party or in a movie or texting while they're driving or stopping, walking up the subway steps because they're texting or smoking in non-smoking areas. Those are pet peeves. This is just an irritation, so I thought we'd ask people, okay, what's irritating and why? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, one of the things that may be irritating is political elections that go on for years at a time. This one seems longer and longer. 855-993-7569. So let's hear what irritates people.
All righty. First up on the list, Chandra says snow. I can relate to. Mary seconds that. number one all the time.
Sounds like people who live in the frozen north.
Yep. Len says, not being able to listen to your show in the Detroit area.
Well, you can always listen online. I don't know what CKLW is doing at this moment. At one point, I was on in the afternoon. I literally don't know. But you can always go to drjoy.com. It's streamed live. So there, you can always download the podcast. So you can listen live. You just have to listen on your computer.
Yep. Denise says road rage.
Is an irritation.
Yeah,
it's a danger.
Yeah, it can be a pretty intense one, too. Michelle, people who wait to signal until after they get into the turn lane.
Yeah, I think in general, bad driving is just, is really, because it's so dangerous. I was on a road last night where people drive routinely. I mean, you can be driving like 80 miles an hour and people drive past you like you're holding still. It's really a problem. Yeah. And I have somewhat of a lead foot. I tend to be somewhat of a, but first of all, I'm careful. I signal, I pay attention, and I don't drive very often because part of it is that I know that it's not that I have road rage. I have a lead foot. I tend to like speed, so it's a problem.
Another one from Michelle, the use of I seen. Ugh, I saw.
Mistake in English, mispronunciations are one of those things that really do stand out. And I will tell you something that is irritating, and I've done it, and I try really hard to do it. If somebody mispronounces something, then I unconsciously will pronounce it correctly. And I'm sure you've heard me do it with callers occasionally. I try really hard not to do it because even though they're mispronouncing it, I suppose the exception is if one of my producers is mispronouncing something and it's an esoteric word, that I'll usually help them out with that. And I don't think any of you guys have ever gotten upset about it. It's just sort of trying to, because it's communication is sort of what we do around here, trying to make things clear and understandable. But when you're doing it in regular conversation and it's unconscious. Well, I suppose it can't really be unconscious. It's not. Well, it isn't. It isn't one of those things that I'm thinking, gee, that person just made a mistake. I think I'll correct them. It just burbles out, and I try really hard not to do it because very few people are going to say, gee, thank you. I really was hoping to be corrected on that.
George, which I've never heard of this one. When people use the word mines to show possession, hey, that's mines. That only works
as opposed to mine
when you are talking about a minefield or a box of explosive devices.
I don't think I've ever heard that either. So you're using the word, the possessive word mine, M-I-N-E, as a plural?
I guess, yeah. Mines.
I don't think, I've never heard that.
Me neither.
Well, that's a careful auditory clue, too, because if you hear mine versus mines, it's pretty subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Nope.
All right, well, now we're now educated to be irritated about something that we didn't even know existed.
Yep. Dan says, commercials on your podcast. Take them out and a whole lot of folk will listen again. I'd willingly pay, too.
Well, we can talk about that. I know it's one of those issues. I mean, we constantly go back and forth on it of charging for podcasts. And somebody's always coming to me and saying, look, we'll do your podcast, but we're going to charge people. And I said, well, podcasts have been free for as long as I've been on the air, and it's hard to convince people. I'll tell you what, if you're one of those people who would prefer to do a subscription on podcasts with no commercials, tell me how much you'd pay, and just send me a note, and we'll see how many people. And if we get enough people, I'm willing to do it as a secondary kind of thing, where here's the free stuff, and here's the ones that are stripped of commercials.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get some other kind of benefit or something, get a hat or something thrown in. But I mean, it's one of those issues that comes up from time to time, not only from listeners, but from sponsors who say, or from somebody who wants to sell the podcast. And I'm you can hear I'm, even at this moment, ambivalent about it. It's just hard to convince people to to pay for something they've always gotten for free. It's kind of like, although I guess Sirius does, subscription radio does it fairly successfully, but they do it in a different kind of model. Send me an email if it's something you're interested in doing, and if I get enough responses, then I'll do it. But it's again, it's not a new idea, and I know that I guess, can you fast forward through a podcast?
I suppose you can. Yeah, I was going to say, you can always
just fast forward through it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Holly, stepping in gum. Classic.
I remember going to the Hearst Castle in California, and they have this huge barrel, and they say, dump your gum. And apparently you can get fined and maybe even arrested if they catch you with gum inside Hearst Castle.
Oh, jeez.
For obvious reasons, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. Tammy.
Gum.
When someone tells you they are going to do something and does not follow through, irritates the heck out of me.
I'm with you. If you say you're going to do it, do it. And if you don't have any intention to do it, don't say you're going to do it. Okay. I agree. But that would even fall into a pet peeves category rather than irritating. But, yeah, I agree that if you say you're going to do it, period, okay. The end.
Mark, people talking loudly on mobile phones, especially on public transportation.
Honey, you must be in a constant state of irritation.
Yeah.
There are quiet, I've been in quiet cars where people were talking on phones, and I've been in places that have big signs that say no cell phones, and people are happily talking on their cell phones. And what about, we should do a whole cell phone lack of etiquette kind of thing,
yeah.
Right? So we've got people talking loudly in public places,
mm-hmm.
People talking in places that specifically say no cell phones, people talking at cash registers when
yeah.
There are people behind you, people talking on cell phones at movies. In fact, the last couple of movies I've been at have public service announcements that say turn off your small screen to look on the big screen.
Yep.
And they will eject you from it. Talking or answering or not turning off cell phones at the theater. Where else? I mean, I've seen people take cell phones into not only the bathroom with them, but showers, where they'll put it on the bench in their shower, that there's something so crucial. Cell phones on dates where you're clearly talking to somebody else. We could do a whole, I maybe just did. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Smith, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Hello?
Dr. Brown?
There you are. Hi, Smith.
Yes, I'd like to ask you a question. Why do you think that the United States has been fighting war for the past 222 years?
Money.
We've been in war for the past 222 years.
Yeah, you just asked me why, and I said, I think economic interests, money.
Well, that's part of it, and I'm sure you have the ability to make your own decision once you read the evidence. So I wish you would take my challenge and call and order this book that I'm reading, 800-770-8802. And here's what it says, the reason we've been in war. The British Empire, Israel, and the United States, they are the terrorists. They fight. That's why we're in war. They love war. We're funding ours right now. And this is why they're not going to let an outsider in as president simply because they got to have somebody on the inside that will keep funding wars. Now, Reagan didn't fund wars, and they know Donald Trump's not going to fund their war with ours. But I can't get people brave enough to read the evidence and then reach the conclusion. But it's a free catalog they'll send you. As a matter of fact, I got 12 the other day, and I passed them out. We got a new pastor up here at the church, and I gave him one. Because, and these terrorist attacks are happening, that's all staged. It's not really happening. That's the dishonorable.
Wait, now, wait a minute. What was the last comment that you made? That all the terrorist attacks are staged?
Yes, they're staged.
You think September 11th was staged?
Here's what it says.
Well, I'm asking you what you think. Do you think September 11th was staged?
Yes, I do.
By whom?
Well, yeah, that's what I say. If you read this evidence, you'll understand. Now, this is what I said. The Bush family is four generations of terrorists and murder.
All right, and Smith, look, Smith, darling, I'm a psychologist.
I know, and that's why I said, if you read the evidence and how they stage all this stuff, just like that killing in San Bernardino, California, they had a mock terrorist attack in that vicinity a couple of months before there. You don't see no dead bodies.
Well, they do mock terrorist attacks in every city that I know of, including New York, to prepare this.
And Boston was staged. The only thing that's not staged is killing a policeman.
And what would be, and the purpose of staging a terrorist attack is what?
It's the warlords in Washington. It's big money. Israel's involved with it. Israel and the CIA created ISIS in 2014.
Well, Smith, you know, you asked me at the beginning of your question why I thought we'd been at war for 200 years, and I said money. And you're now sort of having this kind of paranoid coalition. Yeah, so
you're right, it is money. But I said, if this little book is free, and of course, let me tell you what I do. I'm 81 years old, extremely good health. I treat myself from page 62. I can go down the column, find out what I need. I go up and I get it, and I'm doing good.
All right.
81, everybody around me is dying and gone.
Well, listen, it doesn't sound like it's very safe to be around you then, huh?
Well, here's what I said. The name of this little book is toolsforfreedom.com.
All right. Well,
I know you have the ability to reach the right conclusion once you read the evidence. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Smith. Well, listen, you know, it's Super Tuesday, so I suppose that if there was ever a day that this is vaguely okay. So your candidate, then, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do it. All right, Smith, thank you for your call, and if people want to get your booklet, then they'll do it. Thank you, sir.
I listen to you pretty frequently, so I want to hear your results when you reach that conclusion.
Well, but Smith, you know I'm not going to talk politics.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so I, you know, I appreciate your concern. You know, I'm always touched when listeners feel like they want me to learn something that they think is really important. And if it's something that I can use for the program, then I use it. And if it's something that I can learn in my own personal life, then I use it. But I try not to have a whole lot of crossover there, because my program is really a very specific kind of focus. But I appreciate your concern. I'm glad you listened, and thank you for calling, sir.
Okay,
855. Thanks, Smith. 855-993-7569. Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm fine, Debbie. How are you?
Good.
I feel like I've just dodged a bullet, but okay.
Right. Anyway, I was calling you about, I have a sister who lives in the same town as I do.
Okay.
And when she got divorced, she did not want us to be any more friendly with her ex-husband. And for a while we went along with that. But then she really stayed out of most of the family members' lives because she was depressed and she was down about it, because I guess she didn't anticipate this will ever happen to her, and she was really hurt. Anyway, so today I don't have much going on with her, just like, you know, how you doing? I'll send her a text and she'll tell me very quickly, good or not, or, you know, like, but she doesn't want to get together unless there is like maybe a wedding or some kind of a occasion. But I wanted to renew the relationship with her husband, you know, because her husband and my husband were very good friends, but not like in her face, like not her so much knowing. Do you think, I should have really called you right after when it happened, because it was always on my mind, but here I am calling you now and asking you what's your thoughts on it.
All right, let me get a little bit more background. Is your sister older or younger than you are?
Younger, much younger.
How old is she?
Let's say she's 30. She was 40.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm about 52, 53.
Okay, are there just the two of you, or are there other sibs as well?
There is other sisters.
How many?
We are four.
Okay. So is she the oldest, and you're the, or she's the youngest,
she's
and
the
you're
youngest?
The oldest?
Correct.
Okay. How long has she been divorced?
About 3 years.
Okay. Were the two of you very good friends before the divorce?
No, I wouldn't say that. At one time, years and years ago, when she was a teenager, we were close. But then, you know, we went for different ways, and but not before the divorce, was not very close. We just were, like, always civil.
All right, so your relationship with her hasn't deteriorated all that much, it sounds like, because it sounds like it wasn't terrific before the divorce, right?
It was not terrific.
Is she closer to any of your other sisters?
No.
To either of your
not.
Other sisters? No, so nobody.
No. At one point, all of us, four of us, were very close, but just to get together, make sure that we always in each other's lives. But after she got divorced, she was out of... We always three, but not four.
Okay. And how have you been in touch with her ex?
I don't know, because he's also locally. We see him like on the street, in the store, or
right.
here and there,
okay.
but not like we don't go out of our way. We didn't invite him to the weddings. We married our girls not long ago, and she asked us not to invite him, or she wouldn't come. So we didn't, I mean, I had invited him, and then I called him up, and he understood.
Yeah, well, it sounds like was it his idea to get the divorce, it sounds like?
It was his idea.
Is he with somebody else?
No.
Okay. The answer, if it were up to you, how often would you see her ex?
I would see, how often? Like, I want to invite him on a weekend when we home.
Okay. All right. Here's what I think. Presumably, the priority between her ex and your sister is still your sister, just because she's blood, even though it doesn't...
Exactly.
It sounds like it's thinned a little bit. So here's what I would suggest. Well, I'll tell you what. We just got the music. I'll suggest it in our next segment. All right, so hang on for me, Debbie. I'll tell you what I suggest.
You.
You're welcome. Corrine, don't worry. I'll get to you. I'll put Jacob on with you, and if you want us to call you back, I'll probably start off next hour with you. But I promise you'll get as much time as you need. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Debbie, who is who has a sister from whom she's somewhat estranged. Her sister was divorced 3 years ago. They live in the same city, but were not terribly close before the divorce, but her sister seems to have been even less interested in a relationship, and her sister really lay down the law of, I don't want you involved with my ex-husband, which is certainly not unusual when people go through divorce. Mm-hmm. Not very nice, but it's not unusual. So here's what I think your options are. I think you can have a relationship with her ex, but not immediately, if at all possible, number one. And number two, I think that that's dependent on having a better relationship with her. Because the reason she doesn't want you to have a relationship with her ex is she feels that would be choosing sides. And that you would be choosing him over her. So it's really important that she have a renewed sense of your commitment to her as family and as a sister, than you have now. So it has to be basically a two-pronged, I'm not allowed to say basically, it has to be a two-pronged approach. On the one hand, that in the next coming years, let's say the next 18 months, that you can have a relationship with him, and you can say to her, not at this moment, but once the relationship with her is in better shape, that my husband and your ex are still friends, and I don't think it's fair to prohibit him from seeing Josh. So the question I have is whether you'd rather know about it ahead of time or whether you'd rather not. But that's, if you do it now, your sister will never forgive you. So it's contingent.
But it's 3 years later.
I know. But it's contingent upon making a relationship with her work better than it does today. And that means reaching out to her.
You think first have a good relationship with her and then?
Yeah, I think you have to. Because there's not enough. If you said to her today, my husband wants to get in touch with your ex, she's never going to speak to you again. She'll never forgive you that.
But
so
I've been trying for 3 years to be close to her.
Well, all right, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Because that sounds like it is your priority as well. So saying to her, I miss you in my life. I know that we've had... Do you know why the relationship before she got married was not very good? I mean, before she got divorced was not very good? Was there a specific moment where things went sour between the two of you?
Between me and her?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like she's having trouble with the whole family.
I'm not really sure what exactly was a turnoff for her. But then again, she broke up. If she doesn't have a relationship going with my other sister, so I know. To stay separately with each one of them. I'll be honest with you. After they got divorced, we did invite him over, and she found out.
That's all right.
But that was still because they were close, my husband and him, and I should have had explained that it was him. Okay, fine. So that's probably the cause, right?
Yeah.
Why she was not okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so now let's go back. All right, so given that.
So I'm trying to work out the relationship. Okay, so let's talk about fixing my relationship with her, which I tried for the last 3 years.
I got it.
1 year, the last 1 year that I've been trying.
So let's go to that. All right, have you ever said to her, I made a mistake, that I it didn't occur to me how upsetting that could be, or that I should have waited, that I do think that our husbands do have a right to be friends with each other, even though you and he aren't, but it was probably too early, and I apologize for it. I really miss our relationship.
I did not say that.
That's the place to start. Yeah, because what she feels is you don't really like her. And the fact that the two of you weren't very close before all this came down, then you invited her husband that she viewed as the enemy, as the Antichrist, the one who rejected her,
mm-hmm.
that she just says, well, Debbie's never liked me, you know, and you're the big sister. You're the one that she probably looks up to and all that kind of stuff. So
never gives me that impression. That's fine.
Well, but she's not going to. She's a grown-up. But it's true. I mean, little sisters, even though they may feel hostile,
they look
up. Always look up. Yeah. You're the role model. You were the assistant mom. So you're going to have to go to her. And is there an event coming up where you can say to her, I'm buying you lunch or I'm taking you out for...
I've been telling her that. No response. I mean, she'll say, she will respond. She'll say, I can't because so.
Okay, all right. You're going to have to show up at her house with flowers. I mean, you're going to have to storm the barricades. Right?
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
with
that
flowers and maybe whatever her favorite chocolate or coffee or wine or whatever, but flowers.
Yeah, last time she was sick, I sent her a chicken soup. I put it by her door. She couldn't open the door, so I just left it there. I told her I brought you a chicken soup.
I mean, you're on the right track, but this is going to have to be storming the barricades, maybe with a little white surrender flag that says, I blew it. It was dumb on my part. If I had to do it over again, I would do it differently. You're my sister. I love you. Our husbands at some point are going to be friends, but that doesn't in any way offset the fact that it was too soon, and I should have made it much clearer to you that you're my sister and I'm always on your side. I've always got your back. And you tell me how I need to apologize for that, and you tell me how we can go forward together. And then maybe, you know, you can mark it down on your calendar a year and 2 months from today, you can sort of talk about her husband. And the guys can go ahead and do things. You're probably going to have to stay out of it temporarily.
Okay.
Because you want to build up the relationship with your sister. That's the one that is the most important to you.
I thought I was doing it and it wasn't going anywhere. But you're right. I didn't.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Go all the way.
Yeah, you have to go all the way, and you have to neutralize the assault, the insult
yes,
to her.
Yes, I can't invite him now. I cannot.
No, you can't. The husbands can go and have a beer together if they want, but you can't. It doesn't mean forever. It just means for right now, because the more important task is to remedy the relationship with her. So start that today.
Oh, thank you so much for clarifying this for me. I thank you. So
you're most welcome, kiddo.
Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Corinne, you're welcome, Deb. Corinne, we're going to start together, and then you're going to tell me what's on your mind, and I assume that you can spend a little more time with me, and I'll give you as much time as you need. But welcome, and how am I to help?
Yep, thank you. Sure. I was wondering whether or not I should tell my 8-year-old son about his new baby sister that was just born by his father in a new relationship. My son and his dad, they used to have a relationship. He knows of his dad, and his dad just never calls him anymore. So I don't know if it would hurt him or if
okay.
it's something I should tell him.
Were you married to dad?
No.
Okay. How long has dad been out of the picture?
My son Jackson and I moved to Minnesota in 2009. Jackson
all right,
was born in 2007.
All right, so he was 3, and it's... All right, so it's 7 years he's... All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and start. Can you hang with me?
Yep, no problem.
Great, hang on. We'll be back, and we'll go through this together. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.